Hello and welcome to the Council of Deans of Health podcast, or CODcast. This is a special Challenge Fund edition as part of our work celebrating the Challenge Fund projects, which were part of the Office for Students SciHead programme. I'm Robin Cook, Senior Policy and Research Officer at the Council, and I'm delighted to say that I'm joined today by Dr. Simon Otter, Principal Lecturer for Podiatry at the University of Brighton. He's here to talk about the Challenge Fund project he led at Brighton. Thanks for joining, Simon. Nice to speak to you today.
Hello, nice to speak to you too.
Great. I wondered if you could sort of start off by giving an overview of your project and some of the key objectives.
Yes, so we recognise that one of the big problems for podiatry, in common with a lot of the small allied health professionals, was that people were very unsure what a podiatrist is and what a podiatrist does. And the knock-on from that, we felt, was that people don't know to come to university websites in departments that, or universities that offer podiatry. If you don't know what a podiatrist is, then you don't know where to go to look to find out about it as a career. So we thought there was a gap there to fill. So our aim was to produce a website that was applicable to secondary school pupils, but not only secondary school pupils. It could be used in younger age groups to give them an indication of what the profession was, what a podiatrist does, what career prospects there are, and then encourage them to go on and find out more from university websites. There was a second aim as well, and that was around something we called pop-up podiatry. One of the things that we've had some success with is we've had colleges visit our department, and we've put on a day where they spend some time with students and a variety of different, usually hands-on activities. So to give people an idea, we've got them doing a plaster of Paris cast of their feet, for example, which it's very interesting because it gets them to think more broadly, not only about podiatry, about other health careers. So we've had students say, well, what I didn't know was there was this thing called a plaster technician, and I really quite am interested in that. And I think that's great. It doesn't have to be about podiatry. If people are finding about wider health careers, then that's lovely. So yeah, that was our two aims, was to develop the website and then to have pop-up activities within that as well. Because we can't have everybody to the university much as we'd like to. So in essence, what we wanted to think about was how we could provide a sort of broader resource for colleagues out there.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And, I think definitely for a profession like podiatry, which is quite a small profession compared to other healthcare professions, ensuring that sustainable recruitment future students is vitally important. What were some of the main outputs or outcomes of the project?
So I guess there are probably three to think about. I mean, firstly, we have a website. The website's called More Than Feet. I've sent you, there's a link available. So that is there. And it's got a series of drop-down menus that identifies what podiatrists do, what the career entails, what the career prospects are, and that sort of thing. So that has all been, it was produced by a local company, actually, and we provide obviously a lot of the copy and a lot of the materials for that. And it looks at podiatry in its sort of broadest sense. And we tried to do kind of a week in the life of a podiatry student, which kind of got really difficult through the pandemic, but we've done our best to give people a flavour of what students would do in terms of when they're on the programme itself, and then what they do when they graduate. So that's one outcome. Another that is embedded within the website is there is a section called pop-up podiatry, and under that there are a series of links that are in essence short lesson plans. So they're there as a resource for the podiatrists can use, or podiatry students can use, or schools could look at and say, well, actually I really quite fancy that, and could somebody come and do it? And the idea is that everything is there that you need. So you get there's a lesson plan, and then there's, well, they vary depending on what people are doing, but there's maybe some written resources, or there's a handbook for the pupils, and in essence it's a pick and mix. So there's maybe up to 10 of these, and depending on what you feel comfortable with and how many people you're going to talk to and what facilities there are, you can choose the one that would, or the ones that will be most helpful for you. So there's things like how you identify pulses. There's obviously one for doing plaster of Paris. There's looking at walking and running speeds. There's one on doing dressings. There's all sorts of things. And then the third element, and this I guess was probably the most surprising for us, is we've made some really, really good links with some of our local schools and colleges, particularly our sixth form colleges. And you know, we know the sort of school and college network a little bit, but what we've found more recently is that some of them, our local ones, are careers hubs, which we didn't know about. And so we've built and kept that relationship going. And now we're at the stage where we're looking at doing, or we were looking at doing, shared lessons. So whereby some students from the school, say 14, 15 year olds, that sort of age group, might come to the university for a couple of sessions, and we'll do a shared teaching with their class teachers. On sort of health related topics. We had that all planned and date set up. COVID hit and everything got closed down, so we've not actually managed to deliver on that yet, but it's definitely on our agenda when hopefully things start to regulate and get back a little bit to a sense of normality. We've been providing some work experience opportunities. Again, that's been incredibly difficult through a pandemic, but that relationship and that those links are there so that we can have that sort of transfer of knowledge, because one of the factors of interview is that we like students to have had some experience of the profession. That is terribly difficult for them, especially at the moment. Yes. We're fortunate that we have an in-house podiatry clinic at the university, so we are well suited for that. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I guess there are our sort of three outcomes, if you like.
No, that's really great to hear. And I know you just touched upon some of the challenges that unfortunately the pandemic brought to the project. Were there any other sort of barriers that you encountered with the project, or was it quite smooth sailing?
No, it wasn't smooth sailing at all. So we started off with doing focus groups both with university and college students to get a feel for where the problems lay from their perspective. And we also did some with a school as well, which was always fascinating. And we actually have published that. I will send you a link. And there was a lot of candor from the students about how poor the online offering is across the UK for podiatry. Actually, they were very unimpressed, I have to say, with what they could find out about podiatry on university websites, which is partly what drove us down the developing our More Than Feet site. Mm-hmm. And then the problem, and this isn't just the University of Brighton, I should say, this was across the board that they were talking about, because obviously students look at all sorts of college and university websites. And then understandably, universities are very protective over their web presence. So that was quite difficult, because within the university, they didn't have the capacity to develop another sort of component to our website. And they had quite enough on, especially with COVID happening and sorting out our own facilities and the changes and so on and so forth that we're having to make very, very quickly. Mm-hmm. So we because of the funding, we had the capacity to work with an external company, but of course the external company doesn't always have the links that we have in-house. So that took quite a bit of sorting out, mm-hmm. but we did get that. So because there's all the business around making sure the branding fits and the color schemes and the fonts and all of that thing, so it sort of merges seamlessly with what we have at the university. Yeah. And then moving forward, there is the hosting and the ongoing legacy. So we have the More Than Feet domain site, and we have that for a period of 10 years. Okay. So we could do updates and so on and so forth.
Yeah. You've sort of, that's the main part of SciHead, and some of the challenge from projects are over. It seems like your project or the legacy of your project is going to continue for a while. Obviously the website will still be in existence, and I think you mentioned you have some other plans, work with schools and colleges, yeah, still in the pipeline, which is great to hear that it's not sort of all finished. And that work's going to continue. But I just wondered if now you've been through the main development of the project, if there's anything you would have done differently, if you'd had done it again, or do you think overall it's been quite successful?
I think it's been really successful. I mean, some of the challenges along the way were maybe a little bit unexpected. And COVID aside, you can't help that. But you know, some of the other challenges we maybe didn't quite expect, but that's just, I think, partly inexperience and never having designed a sort of a website from scratch before. I think, you know, you'd always like, when you look back, to say, oh, you know, we maybe could have done more focus groups and had more time and that sort of thing, but I think that's just with hindsight. So no, I can't think of anything that we would have done massively differently. We did find ourselves up against quite a lot of time pressure. Things take longer than you think, because sometimes some things are out of your gift. You know, if you need approval from an IT director, that can sometimes take a little bit of time because they're busy on other projects, and then everything sort of gets pushed back, so the timelines get quite pressured. Mm-hmm. We were fortunate, we were working with a local web design company. We obviously went through a tendering process for that, to fit in with the university's requirements around engagement of external partners. They were very helpful and very flexible. So that was hugely advantageous. I think that's maybe one of the good things about working with local partners from that point of view.
Yeah. That's a handy, handy tip for others. And I was also going to ask, what's your key takeaway for other universities and other universities providing healthcare programs who might want to do similar work to yourself? Do you have any top tips or key takeaways for them?
I think maybe the key takeaway might be really asking the students what they think, but not being afraid of that answer. I think we were really surprised about how poorly the students commented on the online offering about podiatry that appears to be UK wide. And you know, you kind of on the other side of the fence, you know, you think you have a suitable website and you think it's helpful, and then when you actually ask the students, it turns out that isn't the answer that they're giving. It was more surprising than we thought, and when we went to publish that little element of work, because we think it's important as a national message. The people who were reviewing it were equally surprised. So it wasn't just a surprise from our point of view.
Yeah. No, an important point to not just give students the opportunity to have a voice, but to actually listen to it.
Yeah, and yeah, can you do something about it?
Yeah, absolutely. The council is running one of the legacies of the SciHead project, which is the I See the Difference website.
Mm-hmm.
Does have information on healthcare professions for prospective students or people who are looking for a career in healthcare, and we will obviously of course also share the More Than Feet website to look at. I'm sure everyone will be very interested in that, but for joining me today, Simon, and sharing your challenge from project with everyone. It's been really, really interesting to hear, and I'm sure a lot of people, given a lot of food for a lot of people.
Thank you. Thank you very much.